The holiday season is in full swing. As you plan time with family and friends, there might be someone you can't be with, but who's close to your heart. Show them how much you're thinking of them with one-of-a-kind flowers and gifts from 1-800-Flowers.com. From blooms and bites to festive decor and party essentials, 1-800-Flowers.com has everything you need to express and connect for the holidays, birthdays, or every day. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen today. 'Tis the season for giving. And what's better than giving more to everyone you love? With Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, I can enjoy unlimited free shipping on everything, from flowers to gourmet gifts across their entire family of brands, which means sharing more with the special people in my life, now and all throughout the year. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen and share holiday joy today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is very simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for two more hours. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. However you're listening, you could be at work, you could be at home. I guess, yeah, people are still in school. Shout outs to all the Uber drivers, the truck drivers, folks on the roads, the highways, the byways, delivering goods. If you drive for Amazon, make sure some packages accidentally end up by my house. I'll tell you where I live and you just drop them off in the front. It'll be our little secret. Anyway, I'm being joined here by super producer and host Dave Shepard. Someone who's not going to have an issue and a problem getting packages delivered to his house, of which he might now also have multiple. It's Carlos Correa. Formerly of the Houston Astros and formerly of the Minnesota Twins, just for a quick year, Carlos Correa just signed a massive deal. 13 years, $350 million to the San Francisco Giants. Yeah, I know they got to figure out if Carlos Rodon is going to come back. Unlikely. Man, going to probably get paid somewhere else. And I'm like, wow, a 13-year deal? He's 28 years old. What is he going to look like at the back end of his contract? And so when you think about the money he's getting, $350 million, when you have to think about the total value of a contract, Carlos Correa is now making or will make more than any shortstop in Major League Baseball history. Francisco Lindor has held that mark for the past two seasons. The total value of his deal is $341 million, except for his deal is 10 years. He's making 34 per. Carlos Correa is clocking in now at 27. Fernando Tatis Jr. is right behind Francisco at 340. He's on a 14-year deal. We know Trey Turner. He just agreed to sign with the Philadelphia Phillies. He's making $300 over 11 years. Xander Bogaerts, he just signed. He's going to San Diego, a rival. $280 over 11. People are paying short. This is just new baseball. Like, people are paying shortstops to play until these dudes are past 40 years old. What are we signing up for? I get it. Carlos Correa, one of the best shortstops in the game. We want to pay him when he's 40, 41? Is all of that necessary? I think year after year after year, I know what I'm going to get from Carlos Correa. What is it going to look like? Not when he gets old, but when he is old. And then defensively, you're just going to keep him at shortstop? I am not going to sit here and tell you that I'm Derek Jeter. I'm not going to tell you that I'm Ozzie Smith. I'm not going to sit down and tell you that I have the greatest shortstop mind ever, but these deals are nuts. And it's not so much about the money. I'm not going off on the, oh, my God, you know, oh, they make too much money. They make so much. That's not the point. The fact is, where did we step into a world where we're giving 30-year-old dudes like 10 and 11-year deals? And from an Aaron Judge perspective, I get it. He's a massive human being. If you want to think about power, it's typically the last thing to go. You might be wary of the bat speed, but the power can be there. You know, Aaron Judge may not be able to play right field and center field forever, but there's going to come a point in time where you can say, oh, let's put him at first base. Oh, let's put him at designated hitter. Let's see what he can do. But the shortstop? They move these guys into the outfield. They tell you, hey, you can't move left to right anymore. You can't cover the gap. Hey, go stand at third base. These deals are nuts. $350 million, 13 years for 28-year-old Carlos Correa. Damn. And what happens if nobody signs him to a 10 or 11-year deal? Some neighborhood watch is going to give him a contract? Like, what is everybody scared about? I know we got to wait 10 and 11 years. Trey Turner? What's he going to look like when he's 40? Damn. Fernando Tatis Jr. is on a 14-year deal, and this dude doesn't know how to stay off of his motorbike. Fernando Tatis Jr. is on a 14-year deal, and he's the young dude. And is he 24 years old right now? He doesn't know how to stay away from PEDs. And then had the nerve to come out and tell everybody that it was from my ringworm medication. Yeah, I got a dirty haircut in the Dominican Republic, and my drugs for my ringworm had a steroid in it. Like, where are we coming up with these excuses? Fernando Tatis Jr. is probably on a hoverboard right now. These deals are nuts, man. Wild as hell. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, I agree with you, man. I think you're absolutely right. These guys getting 14-year contracts, like Tatis, 11-year contracts. I'm from San Diego. Okay, I'm a big-time Padres fan. I've been waiting for a championship for more than 30 years, right? I agree with you. Giving these guys these contracts, it gives them a chance to just mess up. How do you say? Not take their contract serious, their career serious, because they're going to get their money no matter what. They're going to make it. And I disagree with Bogarts. He's going to be, 41 years old by the time his contract is done? It's ridiculous. This guy, I would have given him 5-6 years maybe. But yeah. You know what? What Turner has done is it's amazing. I know why they picked him up. I know why they picked up Bogarts for who knows what Manny's going to do after next year.
You know, Manny Machado, I understand in regards to his opt out. So that makes plenty of sense if you want to think about positional insurance. But here's what it is. I'm going to think that these deals, as the money hopefully continues to rise for baseball over the next 10 years, that these are going to be discounts. That can really be my only thought. That by the time we get to the next 10 years, and oh my God, in the case of someone like Tatis, 14 years, we're talking about Correa on a 13-year deal. That dude's making $27 million to play shortstop for a premier player who is a future Hall of Famer, that might actually be a discount. That can only be the thought process there when it comes to the length of these deals. There's nothing else that fits. Yeah, well, I mean, most of these guys do. They will. Are they going to be productive is the thing and healthy. It's tricky. Thank you, Daniel, for calling up from San Diego. Shep, what do you think about these these deals. It's not. It is. It's not so. It's not the money that bothers me. It's just nuts. How do you justify? Why is everybody getting these deals? Shortstops.
Yeah, I mean shortstops. I mean, Jared, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, even Derek Jeter at 40 looked like he didn't belong in the league, and he's the ultimate guy who takes care of himself, has all the technology at his disposal. It's just not going to translate well. You think about Albert Pujols. That was a disaster. That contract was a disaster. You and I both know it. I mean, he had a renaissance. I get that the last half of the season, but outside of that, I never know a contract. Even A-Rod's contract was you know, if the Rangers could do it all over again, they would have, you know, avoided those last 3 years, right?
Yeah. Look, and the Yankees had to suffer with him as the results of all his cheating, you know, basically.
Multiple times.
Came up. Yeah, sure. And Derek Jeter, he fell off of a cliff after his injury. And that was 38 was his last, like, solid year. And he was not the same dude. When he came back, power hitters, I get it. Sit up, sit down, hit a home run, trot around the bases. Guys who actually have to play positional baseball, and sure, baseball might be moving to video game style, and they're eliminating the shift, so you'll have an opportunity for guys to hit the ball into a gap where a guy typically would have been standing for the past several seasons. You know, do I think Carlos Correa is going to be washed up, you know, 14 years from now? Damn it, it's 13 years on a deal he just signed. David is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, good evening, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm just listening to you, and I heard the announcement about the Correa contract. And so I guess what I wanted to get your take on and the look into your crystal ball, I get it from the standpoint that the revenue's there, and I agree with you. It's not, you know, I'm not sticker shock with the money, but like the length of the contract. But here's my question to you: do you think at some point that the revenue stream's going to dry up?
There you go.
And if it does, and again, I know this is I'm asking you a very broad-based question, but how long do you think that would take? And what factor or factors do you think might precipitate that?
Well, that is an amazing question, David. I talk
thank
about
you
that.
Very much.
Well, thank you. I'm going to answer you. I talk about that every so often. That baseball is the league that has a problem when it comes down to money. Okay, and it's almost like knowing that you have a limit, a cash limit. It's like a credit card. It don't matter how much, you got a couple thousand dollars that you can use, and you keep brushing up against it, knowing that you need to be financially prudent, knowing that you might need to generate a little bit more revenue and income so you can continue to use that credit card. Here, let me get the other leagues out the way, first of all. The NBA is an international brand. The NBA grows internationally here in the United States of America. It continues to grow abroad. You see it as the rest of the world catches up. There is massive interest. Basketball is the second largest international sport played on earth behind football in regards to growth. You don't need equipment. You don't need squat diddly. You'll go get a ball and you could shoot it in a trash can for all you know. Similar to kicking a ball. You can kick anything you want. And people do that all over the world. The NFL. Secure. The NFL is a part of American culture, flat period. People in Europe might have started picking up on our games. That's going to take a long time to actually bear realistic fruit. But the whole damn calendar in America, every Sunday is built around NFL football. It's one of the real only things that we have that's quote unquote appointment viewing, which is why it's sitting at about moving towards $20 billion year over year in revenue. Major League Baseball, NFL has an issue. Is it too violent? Are younger people going to play it? That's everybody. Every business has its, you know, its bugaboos. It has its things where it goes, uh-oh, if this happens, we might be cooked down the line. But with baseball, you need eyeballs. The average age of a viewer for baseball is closer to 60. The average age of somebody watching an NBA game is closer to 40. 40 to 50. Like, come on, let's do some simple math here. If young people aren't watching baseball, at what point do you go, well, the chicken's got to come home to roost? And that's not to say that there aren't millions of baseball fans. I know I might have some idiot call me and go, well, JR, if you love baseball, you won't talk better. This is the facts, man. If you don't know the facts, then don't bother having a part of the conversation. This is also business. It's also media. A big portion of the money that Major League Baseball brings in comes in via television revenue. Television, we see it. It has changed over the past 10 years. We've gone from YouTube being a place where weirdos hang out. Hi, I got my start on YouTube. 80 million views later, here I am on CBS Sports Radio. But the fact is, you can watch a television, quote-unquote, subscription on YouTube now. The audiences are fractured. We have companies that are buying each other up by the boatload. It's hard to keep up. You know, who owns this station and entity and program? And does Discovery own this? And what about Warner Media? Everybody is on a land grab. And sports has value. It's not just some stupid Hulu commercial about how Hulu has live sports. Live sports is extremely valuable, especially for advertisers who want people to watch and be exposed to their products. You can sit down and pay a subscription for Netflix. I don't get no damn commercials. You might pay for Hulu. You can pay to not watch commercials. You can get YouTube and pay not to watch commercials. How are you getting products? One of the few things people have to watch live is sports. And to get back to Major League Baseball, just by happenstance, yes, they're sports, they're still in that category. But when the dust settles over the next, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, 15 years, when the Amazons and the Apples have more of a say-so as to how and what you watch on your phone, on your television, on your laptop, on your tablet, on your computer, where is baseball going to be standing if they don't have young people willing to say, I'm going to watch baseball? Baseball will be asked out. And so they might have to revert. And it's not just a baseball issue. There may come a point in time where contracts have to be slowed down, the rate of them and how they're given out. Look, businesses are businesses. Sports is not exempt. As much as we love them and they are not going anywhere, you can already look through history. Look at the past 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Look at how baseball has changed in America. Look at how the NFL has changed. Look at how the NBA has changed over the past approximately 75 years. Businesses come and go. They launch, they fail. I'm not saying that baseball is going to disappear. I do not believe it is, not by any stretch of the imagination. But there's nothing to say that you're on top forever. And baseball is not on top right now. They're giving away this money, and they're making the money from the television distributors and whatever money they're making at the gate. But when you look long term, you have to look at it as sustainable. That's business development. We're already making money. How are we going to make more? And baseball still needs to figure that out. Carlos Correa, that was an excellent question. Carlos Correa is going to the Giants. 13 years, $350 million. He's 28 years old. What the hell is baseball going to look like 13 years from now? And one day, I don't know. Yeah, everybody has to look at the money and go, oh, damn, we're not making it like we used to. We got to adjust this. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. Oh, man, it pays to be a shortstop. Trey Turner, 11 years, 300. Xander Bogaerts, 11 years, 280. And now, Carlos Correa, 13 years, 350. Wow. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about this wild deal that has come down the pipe for Carlos Correa. $350 million over 13 years. He's 28 years old. The Giants got money and they're trying to spend it. Who knows what it looks like at the end of the deal. And then we also have a wild, wild game going on in Los Angeles. You know, the Boston Celtics was smacking the living hell out of the Los Angeles Lakers. There's now about 38 seconds left in the game. The Lakers have clawed back to actually take a lead right now. 110 to 108, about 40 seconds left. Los Angeles has the lead. Let's see if they can hold on. This is one of those momentum swing type of games if the Lakers can hold on. I mean, they've been trying to inch closer to 500 and get over it, unsuccessful. Anthony Davis and LeBron James, to the surprise of nobody, they're balling out. Anthony Davis continues his tear. He has 37 points. LeBron James is pushing a triple-double right now, 31 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. The Boston Celtics, the best team in the NBA right now. Tatum leads the way in Los Angeles with 40 points. Brown contributing 20. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of people with a lot of thoughts on these shortstop contracts, these baseball contracts. Let me be clear, it's not the money. I got no issue with the money. In the long run, yes. You know, how is Major League Baseball still going to make money 20, 15 years from now? But it's the length of the deals. I get it. There'll probably be discounts, but it's like they're just throwing these long-term deals out for nothing. But what do I know, right? I'm no GM. 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from Georgia. Go ahead, James.
Hey, J.R., my question is, with these contracts being, like you said, 13 years, $350 million, it's a marketing thing. We know that. It's heavily things. But the burden's going to come back down to the ticket man and the guy that turns on TV. But everybody wants to go see it. But for how long are you going to watch a $350 million man? 20 years down the road, a 10-year contract. You know, like you said, it's like a credit card. You're kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They have to figure out, and I don't think it's so much because the price of everything is going up.
To go see
a movie, I don't know how much a movie. A single ticket on a Friday night, I don't know, 15?
I'm 60 years old. I'm disabled.
Yeah, but I hear you. Listen, you see what I'm doing on a Friday night? My ass is sitting right here.
I hear you, bro. I mean, you know, hell. But I know I got grandkids. You know, and I'm trying to. We try to keep down here in Pike County. We won the state championship and stuff. And we try to keep the things going like football, you know. And then we just all on pins and needles, Braves fans here, about the Swanton deal, you know.
Yeah, Dansby.
He's gonna go with Freddie.
I will assume that Dansby Swanson, if Trey Turner is getting 300 over 11 and Xander Bogaerts is getting 280 over 11, then I will assume that maybe Dansby ends up in an 8-year range in that same space of maybe 25 mil. It's coming.
Yeah, Yeah, he said he wants $25 million in a 7 year, but I'm thinking he's probably going to get L.A. He's probably going to offer 8 year, 25.
Well, the options.
But there's a bidding war going on.
Yep, the options are waning, and we saw probably the biggest shortstop now go down with Correa. Yeah. James, thank you for calling from Georgia, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. I'll be listening every night like I have for many years, buddy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. Shout outs to all my folks in Georgia. I'm out west right now. I'm hanging out with my people in Phoenix. And shout outs to, you know, Shep, I never would have expected. You know, I made, let's call it a joke. You know, I made the joke about the Amazon truck drivers. I said, if you drive an Amazon truck, just make sure you drop packages off at my house.
You're not wrong for asking that.
And nothing wrong. I got answers from truck drivers. Like, what are y'all doing? Shout outs to his name is Delivery Joe. J Mart Sacto. I guess I need to go to Sacramento to get my goods. He tells me that he got me. He's gonna hook me up. He said, just got out of the mud. I heard your shout out to the drivers and he appreciates it. Well, I'd appreciate it too if you give me some packages. 855. Shep, anything that you want? Do we need to put in requests?
I have more, man, just a clean bill of health, JR. That's the only thing I desire for 2023, man.
Okay. Well, what can I get from Amazon?
You can get a lot of things.
Can I get a if I got it, I wouldn't have time to play it.
Is it too late for Russell Westbrook to ask for a jump shot?
Did he just clank something?
I mean, he's been clanking a lot. Let's just put it that way. Can you imagine
his whole career?
Can you imagine if this guy had Dame or Steph or even Buddy Hield's jumper? This would be the greatest guard to ever walk the face of the earth.
Yeah, well, we all can't have everything now, can we, right?
Well, you have everything.
No, it's a lie. I don't have anything. It's a lie. I'm asking Amazon drivers to drop packages off at my house.
Yeah, but that's more tongue in cheek, though. I mean, that's just you connecting with your audience. You know you got the goods.
Ah, that's not true. I need Amazon. I need a PlayStation 5. Is that the number we're up to?
Are you channeling your inner Kyler Murray right now? Is that what that is?
What? I'm gonna blow out my ACL?
No, I'm talking about the PlayStation.
Oh! I don't think is that how you play Call of Duty? See, I don't even know.
I wouldn't know either. We're too busy working for a living.
That shows you where I'm at in life. I thought Call of Duty was. I guess it is available on the systems.
I have not played a hardcore video game in probably 15 years, JR.
Not that long. Listen, I still got a Super Nintendo hooked up in my house. You come to my house, we playing Mario Brothers.
It's a deal, man.
Mario Brothers. And we going in. 855-212-4CBS. Stanley's calling from Illinois. What's up, Stanley?
Yeah, you're killing me. I was just thinking the same thing about the Super Mario.
you play Super Mario Brothers? I do.
No,
I love it.
I got one in the house. All right. So I'm 57 years old. I'm outside Chicago. I'm a Cubs fan, right? Since I sat in my grandfather's lap watching black and white TV with Lou Boudreau calling the game.
Damn.
So all this week up here in Chicago, they've been going nuts on these stations talking about these shortstops and these deals and this and that. And then I just asked your producer, and he's like, nope, those deals are guaranteed.
Yeah.
So here I am sitting here in Chicago thinking, all right, so unless the guy quits, he can go up there to shortstop in a walker and still play.
Yeah, this ain't football. All that money is guaranteed, all of it. Unless you know, you're a jerk, like you go out and, you know, do something ridiculous. I mean, you can
fill in
the blanks.
Something stupid.
Right, right.
Right, right. Well, I come to days, normally shortstops don't do stupid stuff. It's like they're crazy. And then everybody up here is going, well, why didn't the Cubs or the Ricketts go in on this or go in on this? I'm going, somebody in that house over there is smart.
Yeah, not to come out and spend all the money, right?
Crazy money. And like you said, it ain't about the money. Okay, yeah, we'll guarantee your contract for 13, 14 years, whatever. What? You know how many Tom Brady's there are? One. And he's a rarity. A rarity. There ain't a bunch of 40-year-old quarterbacks going to Super Bowls. Nah.
Yeah. And you know,
someone's going to get that lucky with a shortstop?
Well, and that was I was actually going to make that point, Stanley, and thank you so much for bringing it up. I appreciate
thank you,
you for
man.
Pulling. No doubt about it. If I have to look at professional sports, there are very few players that I would look at and say, I want him. I want to lock this guy in for a decade. A quarterback is one of them. You know, you look at Patrick Mahomes' deal, it actually looks and appears to be reasonable. 10 years, you know, 400, 450, he can hit and reach incentives. It actually looks like a discount relative to what, you know, some of these older dudes, Aaron Rodgers is getting paid for a season, 50 mil. I don't know if I'd give a shortstop a 14-year deal. Like, what is his defense going to do as he gets older? Improve? I don't care how good Carlos Correa is now defensively. I don't care what he does with the bat. He's going to be like swinging a twig up there when he's 40, 41. He's going to be a single machine. Hey, Marco, what are your thoughts on the length of these deals? They're bananas, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got a 28-year-old with 13 years. I think what the Giants are trying to do is just get the money down. He got less per year, and they're willing to give him more years when they figure that money won't be worth as much right. later on. And it look, it's a gamble. I mean, right now, the one that you would put into the category that it worked out, Bryce Harper got 13 years, right? And it looked like a crazy contract at the time. Now he's got 9 years, $222 million left on it. You're telling me he wouldn't get a hell of a lot more than that on the market right now? So it's wild how some of this stuff, when you get 4 or 5 years down the road, maybe it works out, or maybe you're sitting with that Miguel Cabrera contract where you can't unload it and you're stuck with it. So you're gambling either way.
It's crazy. Look, we're looking at Mike Trout. He had to put out a statement about his back, telling everybody, like, hey, guys, my back, yeah, I got to work on it, but it's okay. Like, the length of the deals, I get lowering the money as the salary caps go up, and that makes sense, but damn. These numbers are wild. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's just a wild night in general.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend, JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
All right, well, Los Angeles Lakers, they too tired, man. They old. The Boston comes back to beat them in overtime, 122-118. Jason Tatum was out there just cooking everybody, giving them the business. Man, if I could play basketball like this, 44 points, 15 of 29 from the field, 5 of 10 from downtown, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. I just tweeted this. I said, give Jason Tatum that ugly new MVP award, and if he sucks, then just have him give it back. But they should let him keep it at his house. And if the Celtics stink or if he falls apart, then he should give it back, because otherwise – Tatum, by far, is the leader for MVP. And, yeah, sure, of course, we got a whole lot more season left in front of us, but he is the front runner. Hey, Shep, have you seen that new ugly MVP with Jordan on it?
No. So that makes sense. Let's give it to a guy that hasn't won the most regular season MVP awards in the NBA history. Great.
Oh, well, I get it. Yeah. I understand. You don't like the idea and the thought that they named it after MJ, knowing that he has, what, 5?
Well, they give him, JR, I can understand justifying making an award for Michael Jordan, but then you go and you make an award for Hakeem Olajuwon, who is an all-time great in his own right, but does not have the most defensive player of the year award wins. That belongs, of course, to B. Wallace and to Kemba Mutombo. And then the most sixth man of the year award, I mean, John Havlicek is a legend, R.I.P. Hondo, but come on now. I mean, Jamal Crawford and Lou Williams, last time I checked, those guys are the real sixth men of the year.
I was asking you about how ugly the award is, not about the names of them.
I get it. In answer to that question, it's not the most sight for sore eyes you'll ever see in your life.
The new MVP award. So, for anyone who's not familiar, the NBA has redone its awards, and Shep just laid them out to you. Not only have they renamed many of the awards, they've also redesigned them, including the MVP award, which is I don't even know how to properly describe it. I'm going to search it and tweet it out. I don't want to be disrespectful of anybody's art, but I appreciated the classic bronze trophy. It was classic. This version of the MVP award is more how could you say it? Help me out here, Shep. Come on. Let's see.
Novel.
Oh, yeah, it's new. Let's see.
Modernized.
Modern.
Hipper?
I think that's what they were trying to go for. Modern might be the word.
Got it.
But it looks like a fifth grader made it. I'm sorry.
It starts with a T and you don't want to say it.
What starts with a T?
What it looks like.
Trash?
Yes.
No. I don't think it looks like trash.
Got it.
I just it doesn't. See, matter of fact, this is why we're going to get Adam Silver. Adam Silver has told me he's going to come on for months now. I think he's lying to me. He's going to come on and do it. I'm going to ask him about the new award. I'm not going to tell him it looks like trash, but I want to ask him, like, you know, now that I'm looking at it, it looks like an Emmy or an Oscar, doesn't it?
That does not look like a basketball player.
If you have social media, I just tweeted it. Twitter. You can look at my Twitter at JR Sport Brief. I just shared with you the new Michael Jordan MVP trophy. It looks like the Silver Surfer.
I mean, it looks like we're doing it towards the Met right now.
Right. Yeah, it's too artsy. 23-point faceted crystal ball. 6-sided nameplate representing Michael Jordan's 6 championships. A 5-sided base, a nod to his 5 league MVPs. 15-degree angled base, a nod to his 15-season career. And it has a height of 23.6 inches, and it weighs 23.6 pounds. You know, sometimes we get too smart. Like, we outsmart ourselves when we, try to come up with things like this. The MVP trophy was fine. It could have stayed like that for another 100 years, if you ask me. But anyway, that's what Jason Tatum is going to take home, and you can see him hoist that ugly award at the end of the year, likely. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. What do we got here? Kathleen calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kathleen?
Hey, I've been waiting for you for an hour.
Well, we're busy here. We got a lot of people. How are you?
Wow. You know Chula Vista. Remember Chula Vista?
Yeah, I was supposed to take you and your daughter out to eat, right?
Yeah, and you're right next door in Arizona.
I know. So what's going on? Are you coming to meet me here, or I need to come to California?
Hey, I'm too old to travel. I just want to tell you, my daughter listened to you in the bedroom and said, I'm calling in the other room. And she said, oh, you were talking good about Pittsburgh, you know, or the Steeler fans.
Yeah.
And you were saying good stuff about them. She was, the other ones are clowns, but not Pittsburgh, even if they're losing.
Well, more so the organization, not necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
The Steeler fans have some of the best fans. I was in the airport in Atlanta 2 weeks ago when the Steelers came to play. I was at the airport after the game. The airport was flooded with Steeler fans. All I saw was black and yellow. You could have told me I was in Pittsburgh. So
yeah, they're all over.
Yep, Steeler fans are ridiculously dedicated, which I love and appreciate. But the organization, I think, is one of the top sports organizations in sports, you know?
Well, they've got a lot of history. You know,
they do.
The Rudy family.
Yes,
yeah.
I appreciate continuity. Like, to not hire and fire and to actually hire people who know how to do their job, it's just that's the Steelers' way. And so I appreciate that. You have some teams and some owners who can't get out of their own way, and that's not how it goes down with the Rooney. So I appreciate that. And I think some Steeler fans, they take for granted that that's what it is, and I get it. You might be frustrated they hold on for too long, but I actually see it as a plus.
Just like I ran into an older guy out here in Chula Vista, a Steeler fan. He had the jacket on. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Are you really a Steeler fan?" He says, "Well, I don't know. Ben's not there anymore. I don't know."
Oh, here we go. And so you should have told him to kick rocks.
I said, "Well, they're still throwing interceptions."
Yeah, well, look, and Ben Roethlisberger, he wasn't going to last forever. Nobody does.
Yeah, nobody does. You showed that with baseball stuff you talked about.
Yeah, even Tom Brady, he doesn't last forever. Kathleen, how long do you think we have to see Tom Brady play? When is this guy going to leave?
I don't know. He'll just have to fall down on the field, maybe.
Yeah, well.
I want to say to you that you do a real good job. We really like listening to you, you know. You know a lot of stuff, you know.
Well,
thank you. My daughter has it in the bedroom, and she'll go to sleep, and she can't go to sleep unless she turns you off.
Say that again. What, your daughter can't do what until I do what?
Are you on in New York real early in the morning? Because over here it's 7 to 11.
I don't know, Shep. What am I on in New York? I don't know. On the East Coast is different. In the East Coast, I'm on 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So
correct.
At least on the West Coast, you get a little easier.
Well, she just wants to go to sleep, but she can't because she's listening to you on the radio in bed.
Hey, that's not the first person to have said that, Kathleen. But I'll keep it nice here. I appreciate you. Okay.
Okay, because I said, I can't travel. I'm in bad shape.
It's okay. But look, I'm gonna come to California and I'm gonna see you next time. I'll swing over next door. Right.
Okay, we'll see
you. All right, thank you, Kathleen, for calling. Kathleen thinks I'm playing. I'm going to come see her and her daughter. I'm going to take them out to lunch. You hear that, Shep? You heard what she said?
I heard. She was more accepting this time around.
Yeah.
Last time she was confused. She didn't buy you for a second.
Yeah, shout-outs to – I need to ask her what her daughter's name is. I feel like a fool.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. It's like, hey, my daughter stays up. She can't go to sleep without you. Yeah, giggity, giggity, goo. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about ugly MVP trophies in the NBA. We're going to talk about Carlos Correa, his 13-year, $350 million deal. We're going to talk NFL. We're going to talk Ovechkin. I don't know. We got it all here on CBS Sports Radio. It's nice to be in Phoenix.
Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. The holiday season is in full swing. As you plan time with family and friends, there might be someone you can't be with, but who's close to your heart. Show them how much you're thinking of them with one-of-a-kind flowers and gifts from 1-800-Flowers.com. From blooms and bites to festive decor and party essentials, 1-800-Flowers.com has everything you need to express and connect for the holidays, birthdays, or every day. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen today. Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen.